live from the corner of what and fuck in beautiful downtown Tempe, Arizona. It's Shenanigans.
What the fuck?
This week it's Walden, who figured out what we were talking about pretty quickly. And Alan. I am Craig.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, what the fuck? Triple coverage.
I turned it off.
Oh, really?
So I can watch the space launch.
See, I kept watching because I text or I Facebook message with a couple buddies. And after they scored, my one buddy said, it's not over yet. And I went, fuck. Now I have to watch. And I'm oh so glad I did.
Well, I followed suit because Craig went through and he posted on Facebook about how, hey, he's skipping over because the SpaceX launch is taking off. I happen to see this. Mm. So I turned it off just so I can watch the SpaceX thing, thinking, all right, this is going to be cool. And then I flip back to Facebook. and then you just know something bad happened, man. So you just go to replays, look at everything, what's going on.
I had a person on Twitter who doesn't swear. His status was, what the fuck just happened? I have never,
it was that big,
in 30 years, ever heard him utter anything harder than damn.
So this is a big one. This was a big issue. Yeah. It's a tough, tough loss. But 7-3 going into the bye week is way better than what I had him at. So, again, I'll take it.
And I think a great game for just football watchers. Right? Going back, score changing and all that. It was exciting.
Yeah. 62 points scored.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray is no joke, so.
That's very true.
How did your fantasy team do this week so far?
Well, I've got three. Tonight, I have Dalvin Cook, and he has Allen Robinson, and we're pretty much tied. So I need Dalvin Cook to get another, like, 40-point game. And then I split the other two.
Lamar Jackson is killing me right now.
Yeah, the guy I'm playing tonight with that, he put on Facebook, should I play Ben Roethlisberger or Lamar Jackson?
Roethlisberger.
And not thinking, I was like, I would definitely play Lamar Jackson. And then I was like, oh, you fucker, I'm playing you. I'm giving you advice. You tricked me. And he played Lamar Jackson. And
you're like,
Ben
yes.
Roethlisberger had like 45 points.
And my backup is Baker Mayfield. He had 6 points on the day yesterday.
Yeah,
so
he's garbage.
It was terrible. And I didn't get very many points. I think they tell you what you're expected to get, and Lamar Jackson did not get the expected amount of points.
Yeah, I think he was predicted in this league to get like 23, and he got 18.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yep,
he's definitely underperforming, but he's not getting six Baker Mayfield numbers.
After the first 4 or 5 weeks, I had over 100 points for each game. I've had 48 last week, and I'm at 42, and all I have is a tight end tonight.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, unless, you know, it's Gronkowski, and we have 15 touchdowns by the guy.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, bud. But that's okay. It's just pretend football.
Yeah, but I get not pretend upset.
This is a very real stroke I'm having right now.
That was yesterday, too. My wife and I took our youngest bowling down to Medina yesterday afternoon. The other girls were at work, and one was doing something with a friend for school, and she wanted some mommy and daddy time. So we took her bowling. We're trying to show her how to bowl. And I'm not a great bowler, but I bowl capably. So in the fifth frame of the second game, I don't know what the heck happened. I hit just the 10 pin. So, and my ball was staying to the right. So, if your ball is going right, you should step to the right so you force yourself to throw it back to the left. So, I move over a full board, which is a big move. You normally move over, you know, half a board at a time, maybe. Mm. That fucking ball stayed right, and I only hit two more fucking pins. And I was like, motherfucker! In the middle of it.
Oops.
Exactly. Maybe he forgot to set his clock or something. Rich is supposed to be here, but he's bailed, man. I don't know what's going on.
He has things that come up periodically.
Sometimes he's maimed, right?
No, that's his wife who's maimed.
Oh, his wife is usually maimed.
Right.
He's got a dental appointment.
That is probably it.
He's getting his, getting his cavity filled.
His tooth.
Lucky boy.
So my youngest, while we were bowling yesterday, she starts out right-handed. She bowled the first game right-handed, and she had no bumpers, and she's 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never really bowled without bumpers before, and she's kind of spazzy. So she bowled a 26
right-handed.
Right-handed and a 32 left-handed in the second game.
Go for it.
Really? Yeah. Good for her.
Uh-huh.
That's impressive.
It's not a huge swing in the number there, though. So it's
no,
not,
no.
It's but she's probably not left-handed and needs to correct it. But hey, if
I bowled against a guy in my summer league a couple years ago that it was just practice for him. So the first ball of every frame was right-handed. The second ball was left-handed, and he whooped my ass.
That's amazing. My brother, when we play tennis, he does that. A lot of times if I play, you know, you can do your four-stroke, you know, or your overhand, or when I do a double-handed backhand, but my brother doesn't do it that way. If he's got to go to the left, he puts the racket in his left hand and then just kind of goes over and hits that way.
That's the way I play pool.
You can just switch like that?
I just switch hands, man. Yeah, because I'm a lefty, but I've grown up in a right-handed world, so it seems more comfortable to do it left-handed, but I've had to learn how to do everything else right-handed. So it's not that much of a difference.
The only thing we ever did lefty is hockey stick. So if I'm playing hockey, I need a lefty hockey stick, and I deal cards left-handed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I never even paid attention to it until I think it was last year. My aunt was looking at me. She was over. She's like, "You're a lefty?" I'm like, "No, I'm not a lefty." She's like, "Well, I never pay attention. I just started dealing."
It's comfortable.
But, yeah.
The other thing I do, too, is throw a football. I can throw a football the long, high arcs right-handed. But if you want that Brett Favre knock you off your feet bullet.
The zip.
Yep. I'll throw it left-handed.
Oh, yeah. So you do have some real skills like that. I don't.
I'm not much of an athlete, though. You ever see me skate? I love ice skating, and I played hockey and stuff, but I'm not a great skater.
Do you go down to that Cornerstone at all and skate?
Well, I've definitely skated there. I skated with a guy who played in the Boston Bruins farm team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Those guys are so strong, though. I mean, when you see him actually playing and stuff, they really do have.
And I'm about almost 2 feet shorter than he is when we're in our skates. I assure you, when I'm standing next to him, there's a picture of us that I actually have my skates on also. I just look like a midget. Because I'm this wide, and he's not fat, but he's this wide.
Right. Mm-hmm. More of a V shape.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm an inverted V shape. Kind of pear.
Pear, that's right.
Speaking of hockey, what do you think of the new threads for the Sabres?
I didn't see them.
You didn't see them?
No. They went back to the old original blue, though,
well,
right?
Well, no. It's their throwback jersey.
Okay.
It's throwback to the 2000 season, so back to the Adelphia days.
Well, I remember those days.
So they've got the goat head logo on the shoulders and the cross Sabres on the crest. They're pretty sweet, but they're blue and gold, so they've adjusted the colors.
Oh, I see it.
$285, you can own one.
That's about $284 more than I have.
Can't you get them out of China right now for $18?
Exactly. Well, they just released these, so it's going to take the Chinese kids about a week to get the patterns down and
cut their little fingers while they're sewing them.
Now your fingers are going to hurt. Oh, wait. No, it's your back is going to hurt. Cut that out.
Cut that out. So I had a busy weekend. I got my friend Anthony and his kids that come over. They're all 15, 16-year-old kids hanging out. But they all came over. So now when all the boys hang out, they talk about how, you know, the girls like them. And they go out and chase girls here, chase girls there. This one likes me. This one loves me. They want to do stuff. So I'm thinking, all right, these guys, you know, kind of reminiscent of me being in school and chasing girls a little bit too. So I invited four of them came over my house on Friday night, and I made a spread. We had pizza in the garage. I had the Wii, like, ski games all set up. So Wii was in the garage. I had Wii bowling in the living room. And we were just goofing around. I had s'more set up, and the basement set up with the drum kit, guitars, PA system. So we were rocking. But everywhere the girls went, the boys went to a different room. And I'm like, wait, and I'm thinking, and it was my goddaughter who came with her girlfriend, who are just, and they're beautiful. These girls are just athletic and talented and funny and beautiful. And these guys ran from them like they were the plague. I couldn't believe it, you know, but I don't know if they were just being respectful to me, because when you hear them talk, they're like, oh, yeah, this one and
girls
that.
Girls are scary, man.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They were 15 and
gonna be 16. I wasn't scared of girls at 15.
No, me neither.
No.
Everywhere they went, except the one kid, the young kid, Nino, he was the one still coming around. If the girls were bowling, he's like, I got next game. Wherever they were, he wanted to be around. You know, so he's the only one. Everybody else, they just kind of ran. So it was strange.
He went home with four of them.
Yeah. My man. But it was we had a good time. It was a whole lot of fun, you know.
He's good, 15, so recharge time is about 7 minutes.
Yeah, good for him.
Jesus.
Rather than 7 days.
Yeah. it was a fun weekend with all the kids. I love that because I don't have my own kids. So I did just a great weekend with them. And then Saturday I went, caught up with some friends from work. We went to breakfast and then I did shopping. I never shop. So now I got my house is all Christmassy'd.
Nice.
So we did a few things. It was nice hanging out with the girls. It was just us girls hanging out. And we went to Kohl's. It's kind of, I hate shopping. But if you're with girls, it's just, it's easier because then it's fun. They're like, oh my God, look at this. Oh my God, look at that. So we picked out a bunch of stuff and now the bedroom set and I got a shower curtain that's all summer or Christmassy. I got a bunch of stuff for this weekend. So it was a,
look at
it,
you.
Was a, it was a good full weekend.
Nice.
What did you do? Anything this weekend?
What did I do? This, you know, I sat around the house and avoided the leaves and.
Avoided the leaves. Did you go into curfew?
Oh, I was in the house well before 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, there's another curfew and a follow up from last week.
Oh, yeah. I've been notified that I should not do that voice anymore.
Oh, really? Have you really been?
No.
I could see that happening. I didn't know that Howie's wife had your number.
I'm just going to not say what I'm thinking right now.
I thought it was a great voice.
It is.
Thank you.
See, I wouldn't retire that.
Speaking of voices, I got to tell you, I've watched now probably 50 videos of Joe Biden so he can get his voice down. Can't do it. He's got no inflection, man. He's like Ben Stein in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
You might as well do that. Let's hear it.
What, the Bueller?
Bueller.
Bueller.
Wasn't Ben Stein a writer for Politician, a president?
Yeah, Nixon. He's a, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. You guys are on that, too. Look at you guys knowing stuff. Man, I'm not used to sitting around geniuses.
I was hoping to win his money at one point, so I
what a great
heard a bunch of trivia.
That was a great show.
About him, which had no place on the show.
Right, exactly. I figured it's his money. I should know stuff about him if I'm going to win it.
I was at Lock 34 one night, and they had the bar room trivia, and... Do you know Howie Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
You know Howie.
I know Howie.
No.
His real name's Jason. So anyway, there's trivia questions that's showing up on the TV screen above the bar. And I'm just sitting there drinking beer with the hockey guys. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And all of a sudden, it asks about, it was a history question. I go, oh, that's fucking easy. And Howie heard me. And he goes walking over. He goes, you know the answer to this? I go, yeah, it's Wounded Knee. Well, they were the only team that got it right. And they won, like, mad money.
No shit.
I had no idea. Like, if another team had heard me, they would have been disqualified, and I had fucking clue.
Wow.
So you helped Howie cheat.
Yeah. And you know what he gave me? One fucking beer.
One beer. Wait till I see him. Guy's got double retirements coming in pretty soon. He's a corrections officer.
Yeah.
Got loot. Guy's got loot.
He spends a lot of it on motorcycles.
Yeah, he does. He has a beautiful... What does he have? Did he have good, get an
He's
Indian?
He's got an Indian, yeah.
That's a sweet ride.
It is.
And he doesn't know Wounded Knee?
I know.
Jesus. You're going to tell him his favorite ice cream's custard. Doesn't know Wounded Knee.
That is awesome.
Howie and I used to get drunk, so drunk together years ago at Briandi's.
Do you know why we call him Howie?
I don't. I never knew why. I never knew his name was actually anything other than Howie. When somebody came in, they called looking for Jason. I'm like, I don't know anybody named Jason. I'm here all the time. There's nobody named Jason. And then there finally is a person. I think it might have been a parent. They're like, Howie. Where's Howie? I'm like, all right. Yeah, there we go. We know
you know him. His brother was Chet. It's yes. Chet.
Chet's Doghouse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I missed that place.
I remember Chet.
When we were in junior high, it was either Brian Stevens or Nate Hugel came up with the nickname Howie for him because he looked like Howard Cunningham from the Happy Days.
Oh, really? That's funny.
The dad, isn't it the dad?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. In high school, he looked like the dad from Happy Days.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Just pushing aluminum foil every day.
But he kind of adopted it. He loves it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't know. I never knew he had a different name than that. That's how long I've known him. Just, it's always been Howie.
I've had people I've worked with, I had no idea what their name was. I worked with this guy named Knuckles for 4 years before I learned that his name was Lou.
They go work with Knuckles. And why'd they call him Knuckles? He's a short guy. He's about my height, but his arms went down beyond his knees.
Holy shnikes.
So they used to call him Knuckle Dragger.
And then they shortened it.
Yeah.
Like Ben Stiller's father.
He's got long arms?
Yeah. That Jerry Stiller, right? He was actually, he always looked like that to me. He had that orangutan look to him where his arms. Again, he had everything about him, actually.
It's the orange hair. Where's my tail? Understood every word you were saying.
Then we had another guy that I worked with who we actually lengthened his name. His name was Chuck. We would call him Da Chuck. Because he would answer his phone and go, Da Chuck. And so we would say Da Chuck. So much that our supervisor goes, have you seen Da Chuck around? Oh my God. I know you heard this, but I had to go pick him up from a job one time. My boss calls me and goes, can you go pick up Da Chuck? I'm like, all right, where's he at? He tells me. So I pull into the place, and he's not coming out. He's not coming out. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I thought my boss was talking to him on the telephone. So I shut off the van. I go walking into the business, and here's Da Chuck talking on his cell phone. He goes, oh, yeah, I just walked in the door. As soon as I figure out what to do with my cell phone, we'll be back at the office. Like, you fucking idiot. You're talking on it. So now you know.
Now we know a little bit more about Da Chuck.
Yeah, the Da is fitting.
Yeah. Shit.
Da, that makes sense.
You owned a business.
Yes.
Are practical jokes allowed at your business?
Absolutely.
Is there a line?
To a degree, yeah. I mean,
big HR department at your job. Big HR department.
You know what? I used to actually go through when I hired people, there was an orientation, and I had like 16 or 19 key points I talked about, starting from this is how you pronounce the name of the restaurant, this is the address. But then I went into sexual harassment, and my line was, look, when we talk about sexual harassment, I know I look good. I just don't need to hear about it every day, you know? And we dabbled on it a little bit, you know? But yeah, we were allowed to do practical jokes to people. Nothing horrible, like nothing to guests. No hot sauce and soups and stuff like that. But to each other, yeah.
I worked with a guy who was the calmest guy you could ever work with. But if you ever pissed him off, he'd flip like a switch. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to watch out for him when he got pissed off. So at our job, we had work vans. We had company-owned work vans. If you got into an accident, regardless of whose fault it was, you had to take a drug test. Mm-hmm. And until that drug test came back, you could not drive the work van. So you had to bring in your personal vehicle. So his name was Ronnie. And he was driving down east on Main Street in Buffalo. He was in the left lane. And the guy in the right lane decided he was going to make a left turn at the stoplight. Smart. So he got into an accident. So now he's got to rearrange his schedule. They have one car in his family. So he's got to take his wife to work. She works where your wife works.
Yeah, okay.
And so he had to drop her off. So she's like an hour early for work every day. And then he came into work. And then he had to leave to go get her, take her home, and come back. So all week. So we know that he's getting his free and clear on Friday. And it's Friday afternoon. So Thursday, we'd have the girl from the business that we shared a building with call him and say that she was Nurse Betty from the drug testing place and that his drug test had been contaminated. He'd need to come back to West Seneca to get retested, and he would be another week before he could drive the company van. So we're all sitting in the office, you know, trying not to laugh. And he goes, he's on the phone. He's like, okay, I'll see you in a little bit. And he hangs up the phone, slams his laptop, slams the desk, and he's MFing, and we're like, Ronnie, what's going on? And he explains the situation. We're like, oh, that's too bad. So we knew that it took about 20 minutes to get from the office to West Seneca to the testing facility. So at about 15 minutes, we called him and told him it was a joke, and then we cleared out.
Oh my God. Did he laugh about it on Monday?
No.
No, he was still pissed.
Gave it a weekend to stew. What the fuck?
That's quality. That's a good joke. Stuff like that would be acceptable in my place of business. That's thought-provoking. It's nice. It's not just a bucket of water on a door or the silly stuff that we would do, you know?
We were brutal, man. I put rocks in the hubcap on my buddy Bryce's work van, and you can only hear it when you're going slow. So you're in the parking lot here, cling, cling. Dude jumped out of the vehicle while it was still moving so he could hear what was going on. I thought there was something broken in the front. we're heading right towards a group of cars in a dumpster. I had to jump across the seat, and there was, it was a work van. So there's like a filing cabinet between the seats, the passenger seat. I had to go over that and slam on the brakes before we slammed into somebody's car. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, we were stupid.
That's funny.
Have you played any practical jokes, son? You don't play them on your employees, though, really.
No, I'm just, I'm more facilitate. If people want to do stuff, I was always like, yeah, that's cool, you know.
Yep.
You can do it. But it was always silly stuff, you know. More like initiation stuff. Bring people out to the dumpster and have buckets of water to blast them with. Or we talked about it last week, didn't we? Talk about the wall stretcher and a couple things that. So we would go through and do stuff like that, but that's about it.
It seems like the where you're working and the place that you used to work probably didn't have much of a sense of humor for that.
No. No. No, the financial, you know, end of business generally is not very accepting of tomfoolery and shenanigans.
When I worked at a local gas station.
Why I go by Walden.
When I worked at a gas station, we would super glue quarters to the floor or then tear the corner off a $20 bill and tape it to the underside of a carpet so it's just sticking out and see how people would reach for it.
I used to do that actually in my job too, because you get all the foot traffic. And now I'm just doing more human behavior to see what's going on. And I want to see how much money people would actually bend down and get. So I started off with like a few pennies. But the caveat there was a piece of trash by it too. So I wanted to see if they would pick up the money and the piece of trash. Or something like that. And everybody would walk by it. So nickel. Once it got to like 50 cents... then people would stop and pick up the 50 cents. So, but they never picked up the trash. So they would go down, they would look, they would bend down. Some people would try to do it as one fluid motion so it didn't look like they were being grimy and or picking something up. And they're like, oh, I'm poor and I need this. But other people would just go through, I mean, and they would just put their foot on it and wait a minute and do all this stuff.
Look around, see who's looking.
We had a guy at Briandi. No, it started on at Briandi's, but then I adopted it when I had my restaurant. We used to put change in the urinal.
Oh.
So you'd go through and we would put change in the urinal. And I don't know how it happened. It was just something I brought back from Briandi's. So we'd go in there. So now one day there was probably at this point in time, maybe $8, $10 in change that's been in the urinal.
Oh my God.
So some guy that come in, I don't really know who he was. I'd see him once in a while. Well, he was drinking at the bar, having a drink. So all of a sudden he's in the bathroom for, you know, a good amount of time. He comes in, he finishes his drink right away, and then he's gone. And I don't see him ever again, you know. But then we went in. Friend of mine goes in the bathroom. He's like, what the hell, man? Where's all the pisser money? You know, so the guy stole $10 of pisser money, and then I never saw him again. And I think I saw him working at Lock 34, believe it or not, like last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's probably the last time we've been to a bar.
Yeah. That's true. I haven't been out and done anything. And you got to, right? What are we, code yellow?
Not yet. Not in Niagara County. We're close. Mm.
So what is our code then? Are we green still? What is their code for us?
We are code blue.
Code blue?
We have Kmart special.
Code blue. So we're code blue, and then the yellow is going to go to somebody. So what happens when it's yellow? They're already shutting down?
Yeah, there's weird things that I got to go on. I don't know.
My mother called me today and she said, hey, just so you know, everybody's putting limits now on paper products again.
Right.
So be careful. I'm like, well, I didn't panic buy anything before anyway. And
I kind of panic when we get down to less than 20 rolls of toilet paper because I'm a family of six.
Yeah.
And five of them are women.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You can always call me because I do get stuff. But when I get it, I guess say, you know, I go up to that depot up there and get stuff and I get a case.
I have supplies at the Winter Studios here too, so.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yep.
The backup teepee.
Exactly. So anyway, we started talking about a curfew, not the covert curfew, but the Nigerian curfew.
Hold on. Hello?
Is that your brother?
Yeah. Howie is busy.
Howie is busy. Yeah, right. I think we know better than that.
Hello? I see Craig.
Yeah, I see Walden. He's breaking up. He's not going to make it.
Is he okay, though?
He said he overslept.
Blink twice if you're being held hostage by Tammy.
I just saw something about if you're actually being held captive from somebody, you're talking on the phone, and you're like, hey, everything's great. You're supposed to do like a hand signal where you put your hand out, you cover your thumb, and bring it down, and that means call 911.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like if you call 911 from your house, like you're ordering a pizza.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Right.
How about if you call 911 because your penis is missing?
Are we going to talk about this?
We're going to talk about it now.
All right.
I'd like to hear more about that.
So remember last week we talked about the missing penises.
Yes, I do remember that quite well. It was fantastic.
Is penises plural?
Peni.
Peni. Penos.
MP Shamalamanan.
Octopi.
Censuses is censuses. It's not sensi.
Yeah, but census is singular, isn't it?
Census, but if you have more than one census.
Censuses. Penises.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with it.
I've heard it both ways.
Heard that about you.
So after the missing penis case in the Daudu community, there's been a 12-hour curfew because of unrest caused by allegations of missing penises.
Wait, that's not how curfews work, is it?
I don't think so.
A 12-hour curfew.
Well, if nobody's
Everyone has to be in the house for 12 hours.
No. But I think if a penis doesn't go missing in that 12-hour period, then there's no cause for alarm.
Right. You stagger the curfews, so when the penis goes missing, you know who is out of the house.
Right. Young men in this town had complained last week about missing male reproductive organs at an alarming rate. One is an alarming rate.
That's just funny.
One becomes a gigantic news story and turns you into a porn star.
Yes. Cut it out.
Sorry, Uncle Joey. Some members of the community were responsible for their missing organs. Irate youth had attacked a police station, threatening to burn it down over the development. Development members.
We talked with them and pleaded with them to allow the law to take its course. Even the governor of the state went there to talk to them. But last Monday, the youth mobilized and went to the police station and threatened to burn it down, accusing one other man whom they beat to a state of unconsciousness while accusing of removing someone's genital organ. Now, this is the witchcraft removal, right?
Right. This is the church that they burned down that had the penises all in the walls.
Okay.
Stashed. Like dick stash.
So hopefully to stop the exodus of penises. They've imposed a curfew. They called our New York State governor for pointers.
Because all their pointers were missing. Right. Just imagine, you said exodus, I'm just imagining a bunch of penises walking across a desert.
Or the split in the Dead Sea. Red Sea.
Moe's penis.
Hello. In another follow-up, I don't think you were here for this one. 50 years ago, a whale exploded on a beach in Oregon.
Oh, yes.
It was 50 years ago. On November 9th, 1970, a 45-foot sperm whale had washed up on the beach near Florence, Oregon. But as KATU reporter Paul Lindman noted at the time, it later became a stinking whale of a problem. 3 days later, on November 12th, a dead whale exploded into history with what has been described as the first ever viral news story. So they tried to blow it up with dynamite, and it was a massive failure because huge pieces of blubber went flying through the sky, destroyed vehicles
that were in the parking lot. Really?
Hospitalized.
Yeah. Yep.
That's fantastic.
They made a park there. There's a community park there, and one of the names that was up for consideration was Exploding Whale Park.
That's as fitting as it gets.
I think right. That's perfect. Did that not make it?
I don't think so. I can't remember what they came up with. They had 20 cases of dynamite, a half ton of dynamite. The hope was that the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast. The plan was to obliterate the whale into tiny pieces that seagulls would eat.
This is a shit ton of seagulls.
Yeah.
It's like
pterodactyls need to eat that thing.
Yeah. The stuff that's coming down, the splatting sound and everything else, you realize people are running for their lives. The two men who were part of the news team had a run to escape the flying blubber, and one chunk of airborne blubber proved so big it flattened a car.
Holy cow.
It was almost lost, the whole story, because when they got back to their news station, they realized they had left the film in their rental car, so they had to go back and get it. But still, there's a great video on YouTube of the exploding whale. It's fantastic.
Now I got to watch that.
Oh, totally. You said you watched Iron Skies?
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Have you seen it, Walden?
No.
Oh.
No.
Basically Nazis on the moon.
Right.
I like the ship that they built.
It was pretty cool.
That was awesome. It was all mechanical, you know, and all they needed was a cell phone to charge it. Yeah, it was all steampunk stuff. I thought it was fantastic. And I think that the actress in there, she was pretty attractive. You know, she was a Russian lady, pretty hot. And then I Googled her.
Mila Kunis?
No.
Oh, she's Ukrainian. That's different.
She was on the movie Jupiter Ascending.
Who, Mila?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. It was not a good movie. It was a hot mess. By hot, I mean Mila Kunis. By mess, I mean everything else.
That's how Barbed Wire was. Did you ever see that?
No, because it had Pamela Anderson in it, and I think that she is so dirty, I don't want anything to do with her.
It is such a horrible movie. Like, I've never just left and stopped watching something.
That, and she banged Rick Solomon. You could say, oh, but she banged Tommy Lee, but she banged Rick Solomon.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who filmed her and filmed Paris Hilton.
Oh, he's One Night in Paris guy?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
One Night in Paris. They also have One Night in China.
Oh.
They did that too, remember?
Yeah.
I never saw that, but that one.
Is that Joni Lahr or Lahr or whatever you want to
call it? The wrestler.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm China. Let's fuck.
Yes, sir.
Should we start another one? She's dead, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
All right.
She's from Rochester area originally.
Is she?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So did your Rich say he's actually going to come here?
He has not responded. He said he overslept. Oh, wait. No, he says he's on his way.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, she was born 1969 in Rochester, New York.
Look at that. We're that close to greatness.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of greatness, you ever cooked cat food in the microwave?
No.
You ever wanted to cook cat food in the microwave?
Is that going to lead us to a garbage plate from Rochester at all or no?
That's where those plates remind me of. I know people who live and die by those things. I think it's disgusting.
They're gross.
They are super gross.
Somebody put one on Facebook saying, oh my God, I've been waiting for this. And I'm looking, I was like, that looks disgusting. Go ahead and tell them more about what I don't even really fully understand. It's just slop on a plate, right?
Basically, that's what I think it is. I don't know. Is someone here eating a garbage plate?
I have not.
No?
Yeah, it's just like beans and coleslaw and mashed potatoes and Texas Red Hot with hot dogs or hamburgers chopped up in it. I mean, basically just everything all covered on one plate, and it's, I would think, fairly inexpensive, right? It's like a Reed's, but everything just thrown in one plate and just covered with their goopy special sauce. But they look disgusting, and everybody raves about them. And then you just put ketchup and mustard right on top of it, and it looks like cat food. So, no, I'll pass on those. But in New York, there was somebody who came out with a garbage plate, but it was about, I'll say it was $150 a plate.
No.
But the way they had it set up was it was a garbage plate, but they had Alaskan king crab in it, and then oysters and all this high-end stuff, you know, when they had Kobe beef.
That sounds like the opposite of a garbage plate. Yeah.
But the look of it was the same. It wasn't that nice, right, pretty design. It was just kind of all chopped up and thrown together, you know, crab claws and all this stuff. But, yeah, what is it now? Do they still have Kobe beef, or is it Wahoo beef now?
Wagyu.
Wagyu? Is that what it is?
Always Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Roberta beef.
We were talking about steaks earlier. Something, I don't like anything that tender. I like steaks that you get a chew on, you know? So if you get a fillet, it just kind of melts in your mouth. I know so many people love that, but I like a strip. Nice medium strip. You can just chew on it. And
I'm telling you, New York strip is my favorite cut.
Yeah.
And a lot of people swear by prime rib, but New York strip is my favorite.
Porterhouse gives you the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah.
One side of it's the New York strip. The other little tab in there is the tenderloin.
But you said something, too. If you grill the prime, it's Delmonico?
The prime rib, yeah. If you were just to buy prime rib steaks in a store, that's actually called a Delmonico steak. And then you can cook that on the grill. So it's got all the nice marbling like a prime rib, and it's got all the fatty stuff. So when you throw it on the grill, it's got a nice flavor. But the regular prime that's slow roasted and cooked, it's okay. Not my favorite.
I like the juice.
The juice. The eye juice.
My lovely bride just went and bought us. Well, I'm the only one who will eat beef and chicken and pork in my house, but she just bought $300 worth for me to last through the winter.
Nice.
Yep. We're kind of afraid that people are going to go psycho.
Right. Yeah.
And that'll drive prices up. So just buy some while the prices are low, and it'll get eaten. It's not like I'm hoarding it.
But right.
I got 15 steaks and 10 pounds of ground sirloin and a bunch of chicken. And
when Armageddon comes, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
We're gonna be able to eat and shit right at his house.
Yeah, he doesn't have any guns, so let's go.
Oh, I have a bow.
Get his food.
I'd be more afraid of a bow than I would a gun, because yeah, gun is gonna hurt and it could kill you, but you can't pull that fucking arrow out.
You gotta push it through.
Yep.
Push it through, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got my hunting licenses this year.
What are you hunting? Snapper?
I don't even know. Every year, people, friends of mine that have land, they're like, oh, you got to come out and hunt. You got to come out and hunt. So I wound up getting my hunting license, which is for deer. So I got deer. I picked up a doe permit. Everything's going to open, I think, on the 21st.
How about bear?
The bear's bear is part of it. So if you get a regular hunting license, the bear is part of it, you know. This will be my third time I bought these licenses that I don't use because nobody takes me out. So, and I usually just let them go to waste, but I think I'm just going to start telling people, hey, I got a dope permit. I got a bug. If you get anything extra, I got the tags.
There you go.
You know, I don't know if that's, is that illegal to do, or do you just got to tag it and that's it?
I don't know. I think that as long as you give the person that got the deer for you, that person gives you some meat, and the people who now know that you have such tag also get bribed.
Okay.
We're all good.
Ricardo.
Wouldn't you agree?
I'm all in. Yeah, let's go.
There you go. Well, then when I give people the stuff, I'll be able to go through and make it.
That's
a
alcohol abuse, dude.
Slam it.
We're good. I'm just cleaning the table over here with it, and I needed one of these, so there's some glass bottles in there too, but I didn't have an opener with me. And
it's my hand not is still a twister?
Numb.
No. Oh, it would have been in that drawer right there. Off.
All right. The next one. Cell phone holder.
So we shouldn't acknowledge your presence until we actually get to Canada Watch, I think.
We're almost there, so.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Sit down.
Got it. Ricardo has entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. The man, the myth, the legend, the one who really keeps this ship floating, keeps us on course.
Your mic wasn't on.
Try it again.
That actually makes sense.
Welcome back.
So you mentioned the cat food.
Right.
Like, there's not a normal paragraph on
this page. Not at all, whatsoever. A woman, 23, reported November 5th that she arrived at her apartment to find it full of water. She said clothing and shoes were placed into the bathtub with the water running and the stove was left on with cat food inside of it. She said she and her boyfriend had argued the next day and he had called her later that night and said he was at her apartment. Officers then learned neither the woman nor her boyfriend leased that apartment. Management asked that they both be banned from the property. The apartment below had its ceiling collapse due to the water. So there's some crazy peeps out there. Those are the people that when you go on vacation, you come home and you find them squatting in your house and you can't get rid of them.
Oh, I'll get rid of them.
Yeah.
Trust me.
There have been successful lawsuits by the squatters. A lot more than unsuccessful lawsuits.
I learned one very important lesson.
Bag's a lie. Two very important lessons.
Dead men file no lawsuits. How's that?
Yeah.
Do you know in Vermont, actually, they don't even allow people, like if you were to extend a stay hotel or you want to stay in a hotel for a certain amount of time, you can't stay past 28 days. In 28 days, you're up. You have to get all your stuff out of the apartment or out of the hotel, go someplace else for 2 days, and then come back.
Because you're not a permanent resident.
So now you're not a permanent resident. Anything over the 30 days, or maybe it is 28 days, but maybe it's 30, they give you the wiggle room. So they just go through, because I was going to do that and stay there, and they said you got to move out for 2 days, you know, and go someplace else. Or you can't even really go to a different room. You have to go to a completely different hotel.
Oh, interesting.
They figured that loop, put that out, you know, so nobody has to go through.
No squatter's rights. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought part of the squatter's rights was that you had to have made some sort of improvement and therefore financially invested in the site.
Well, I didn't shit in the carpet.
That's a good improvement. Yeah, you can put a candle in some of these places and call it an improvement.
It's for cooking my spoons.
Yeah.
I vaguely recall reading about a person who claimed squatter's rights because they had moved into an abandoned building on a lot that the owner didn't. It was like an absentee landlord type of thing, but because they hung up curtains and painted, they had improved it, and therefore they had a right to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the law basically said that they had to the owner had to negotiate with this person, like rental fees and stuff like that.
There's no laws for the landlords anymore with stuff like that. Hmm. There was a beautiful home in Texas where they had these squatters go in there. Some, you know, wound up being a, you know, a house that was probably, no, you know, right north of $500,000 or $600,000. But same scenario. They moved in once. Nobody knew who the mortgage had. It was during all that mortgage crisis.
Oh, no shit.
I'm pretty sure that yours and my reaction to negotiation with my squatters would be the sound of my shotgun racking.
Right.
Yeah, but then
just
that's
saying.
It. And then because of squatters, you go to jail. You know, because you go through and you're threatening. That's why it sucks. That's why you can't get money. You're lucky if you get rent money right now.
No, if I walk into my home and there is a stranger in my home, they will be carried out.
Oh, if it's your actual home and you're living there and you're gone on a vacation, yeah, there's no squatters rights there.
You have to pay for their health care and educate their children.
Oh, no, I don't.
This is America.
Oh,
once you get across the border.
You know, what if you go through and let's say you have a house to rent and you just actually want to go through and bring people on as a roommate, even though you don't have any plans of being there. Once you bring them on as a roommate, now you have every right to be in that house too. So if they don't leave because you want them to, then you just stay there and crank up music and be a pain in the ass until they leave. I think we can do that as a rule.
Yeah, one in the head, two in the chest.
That's old school.
Center mass, man.
That's old school.
Center body mass.
There. I just saw that on an Ashton Kutcher movie the other day.
Dude, where's my car?
That's totally a legal precedent then.
It was Ashton Kutcher and Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck played a lawyer in a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there must be some legal basis there.
He's not trying to take your home. He just believes in reverse mortgages.
Is that what he's hawking now?
Yeah, he's hawking reverse mortgages.
But yeah, some of the other stories in this police report, this blotter, a man reported at 2:20 a.m. that his girlfriend had struck him with her car and split his face open. Responding officers could find neither of those involved.
Well, this is on cleveland.com. I think that should explain part of it.
It's the O in the OTF.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what some of these. We're skipping over some of these. Sorry, Rich.
I don't have no idea what you've already covered.
All right.
So
we're going to move on to Pennsylvania, which is next door to Ohio. So we're kind of moving eastward here.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman asked for $1 million election fraud reward payable in sheets gift cards from Texas Lieutenant Governor.
Yes.
You like sheets?
I love sheets.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that sheets pizza?
I've never had a sheets pizza. But I always get like a burrito, or that's pretty much our stop when we travel south. Is we always make at least one stop at a Sheetz, going down and coming back up.
What is so enthralling about this convenience?
It's just neat. It's a good setup. They got touch screens. They were the first ones with touch screens, as far as I know. But you just go in, you order your stuff, and it comes out. You're good.
When I rode with the hockey team to New Jersey, we had a really nice hotel, and there was a Sheetz next door. No, it was a Wawa.
Yeah, Wawa is different.
Wawa was next door. And typically, as part of the tuition you pay to be on the hockey team, they provide meals. So instead of getting catered meals like they normally would, whenever they went to New Jersey, Wawa is what they wanted. Like, really? I always got great meals when I rode with that hockey team. And now I have to get one of those hot dogs that's rolled 7 miles.
That's it, huh?
That's conservative.
Yeah, 7 miles, that's not so bad.
So anyway, as ballots across the country continue to be counted, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, is that the guy from ESPN?
Got to be different.
Okay. Said he's offering a $1 million reward for evidence of voter fraud. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman took up the Texas Lieutenant Governor's offer on Twitter. However, he didn't want the reward in cash. Hey, Governor Patrick, it's your counterpart in Pennsylvania. I'd like to collect your handsome reward for reporting voter fraud. I got a dude in 44th, Pennsylvania, who tried to have his dead mom vote for Trump. I'd like mine in Sheetz gift cards, please. P.S. The Cowboys blow.
It's actually on there.
It totally is.
That's funny.
During the whole election campaign that didn't happen a few weeks ago, because we don't usually talk about politics. This guy I saw interviewed several times, and this is the way he talks about everybody all the time.
He is just right out there. Balls to the wall. Who, the way it is.
Pennsylvania governor?
Yeah. He's
the lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor, yeah.
Okay.
He's probably an Eagles fan, and the Eagles and the Cowboys are...
This might have been...
Bitter rivals.
The Sunday before the election, Pittsburgh played Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
So well, since I don't think Pittsburgh's lost a game yet, so I know how that game ended.
They haven't, yeah. And the Cowboys suck. Or blow.
No, they blow. They blow.
Either. They do both. Depends on how much you pay them.
They are America's team.
And we're going to stick with politics if I can get the story to load.
Unlike the usual political assertions that have no basis whatsoever, he can actually back this up. This is like a case in Pennsylvania, which is the state he's lieutenant governor of.
I thought he could back up that the Cowboys blow.
Where's 40 Fort Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
Everybody knows that.
It's the first honest words a politician ever uttered. Cowboys blow.
The Cowboys blow. Anybody who's seen Brokeback Mountain knows the Cowboys blow.
Oh, no.
It's the only movie where even the good guys get it in the end. I can't take credit for that joke. That joke was written by Tina Fey.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I thought it was genius.
Okay, Wilkes-Barre. That's the area it's in.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
Wilkes-Barre.
That's where Biden's from.
He's from Scranton. Yeah, same area.
Yeah, okay. It is right there.
Or they say it in Cheektowaga, Scranton.
Scranton.
Speaking of Joe Biden, a Wisconsin brewery introduced a new beer bearing the name of President-elect Biden this week, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Biden beer was introduced at Minocqua Brewing Company by owner Kirk Bangstad. I can't say biogas, but I can say Minocqua. How the fuck does that work? The new beer is set to be available to patrons from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Bangstad, who is a Biden supporter, described the beer as a Kolsch that is inoffensive and not too bitter.
I actually got to try some of this.
Really?
It was watered down and pretty stale.
It's really old.
It's like those beers they found in the library wall.
Oh, yeah.
Would you shut up, man? You start calling people clowns, I'm going to start worrying.
You're a clown. You're an orange clown. Yeah, I definitely can't pull this one off.
I thought the shut up man was pretty good.
The shut up man was pretty good.
Yeah, that was spot on.
It was sufficient.
My voice...
Siblings.
...isn't old enough or gravelly enough to get that monotone Joe Biden voice. I've tried. All weekend, I tried. My wife goes, what are you doing? Why do you keep repeating the same phrase over and over again?
Without even hearing it, I know you need to slow down. Because you're talking way too fast.
For you're probably right. Impression.
And did you throw in a...
260,000,000.
Trump did the same exact thing.
Exactly.
When he
yeah.
did 100... 1.95... Billion, million.
Well, a friend of mine,
billion,
huge Trump supporter, said to me, he goes, he said that exact thing. He goes, 260,000,000. I go, Covfefe. And he goes, fuck.
Meanwhile, George W. Bush is all, what the hell, you guys? Every time I misspoke, it became a meme, right?
I'm the only one who can make up words.
Get fooled. We can't get fooled again. Misunderestimated.
I loved it when
mission
he had,
accomplished.
They had the Washington Correspondents' Dinner, and George W. had a guy come in who impersonated him. And they were going back and forth. One was real and one was fake. At one point, they go, the problem with the French is they don't have a word for entrepreneur.
My favorite correspondence dinner moment would have to be with Obama. Key and Peele used to do his, what was his name? I can't remember it.
Victor.
Victor, yeah, the anger interpreter or something. He brought him out. That was funny.
How do they sell this beer in a 3-pack? Have you ever seen a 3-pack of beer?
No.
They're selling it $15 in a 3-pack or $6 for a 32-ounce can.
It's a big fucking can. A little junk in that trunk.
That's right. Speaking of big cans.
Oh. I'm not going to say it.
I was going to do another joke about your mom, but you got mad last time. See how he didn't do a joke about your mom just now?
See? He's learning. Oh, they're shutting him down.
That's fine, man. I get paid the same.
Right. Don't we all? Everyone's favorite New York congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Apparently, there was a picture around about her on Reddit. Someone on Reddit posted a picture of a woman's legs and feet. You couldn't see her face, but she was in a bath holding a vape pen, and the image was had text on it suggesting that AOC had posted it on Instagram in 2016. So someone's watching her feet to know whether that's really her or not.
A lot of people have a foot fetish.
The good people of WikiFeet, who apparently get their rocks off by looking at actual pictures of AOC's feet, immediately recognize this post as a fake. She would never wear purple nail polish.
Okay. They could have been photoshopped.
A WikiFeet user told this place that the feet in the image posted to Reddit looked as if they suffered from brachydactyly. And it sounds like a fucking fake thing. It sounds like bullshit to me.
So broccoli pterodactyl.
Yes. That's the thing that they put on the side of Fred's car that makes him fall over. An inherited trait whereby the bones of the fingers and toes are relatively short compared with the rest of the body. This did not align with WikiFeet's gallery of AOC's feet. She has her own gallery? Absolutely. They have 15 photos of her feet. She wears sandals on most of them, although she is barefoot in a handful.
Oh, I bet her barefoot is a handful. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you must know, the WikiFeet community has rated her feet as 3.25 stars out of 5, which means she has okay feet.
She's AOC feet.
I wonder if everybody's interpretation of what a sexy foot is the same on WikiFeet. Are they all looking for the same type of things?
I don't know.
Fungi free.
Fungi free. I think that would go down for really just about anybody, foot fetish or not.
So well pumiced.
You don't want to go swimming and come out with fish.
The big toes have to be huge. So if you're going to fake a nude of AOC, it's her feet that you're going to take a picture of? I mean, seriously?
I don't want anything to do with her.
Personally. She's pretty.
If you say so.
She's definitely pretty.
Yeah, that picture definitely is just about a 3.25.
3.25. Yeah.
I concur.
I'll give her 0.25 for the vape pen. It's classy.
You like that vape pen? It's sure, like a yeah, Marlena awesome. Dietrich.
You could throw another quarter point because she's possibly naked in that photo.
Possibly. Or she's wearing a swimsuit.
Could be a swimsuit.
She's using bath salts and gels and stuff because the water's pink.
I was just going to say, I find that disturbing. Like, why is her bath water pink?
Just those bath things. They
bath
use.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Is that changes the color of the water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't just take baths 3 months or 3 weeks out of the month. You have to bathe all the time.
That's what showers are for. The water's always clear in the shower.
Not always.
Well, unless you pee in the shower.
There you go.
I had a friend whose wife was into getting peed on, and he goes, "Well, you got to try it." I'm like, "No, I don't.
I don't want to pee on your wife."
That's a loop.
Did you find the name of the show? Was that it?
He goes, "Come on, you've never peed on your wife." I go, "No." And he goes, "Not even the shower when you're showering together? If we're showering together, it ain't peeing."
I think I've done that, though, in the shower. Peed on my significant other. But you got to go, you got to go. You know, what are you going to do? Hold it in?
We're talking about real people.
I said, let me get under the water. She said, hold on, let me rinse my hair. What am I to do?
Supposed to be good for your hair. I read it was good for your hair.
She got stung by a stingray like 6 years ago, so a little delayed reaction.
Is that the nickname for your dick?
Yeah.
The stingray?
More like Nemo. He's got a gimpy little side.
Look at that clownfish.
What's happening in Canada today?
Am I supposed to know that?
I hope so.
I just got here.
Mm-hmm.
Canada Watch.
Yes, your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
Just let me know when the music's done.
It's done.
It is?
Yeah. You got to listen closer.
It's like you unplugged my headphones just for the theme music.
I do. That's what that mute button does.
Why don't you tell me? Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Is my microphone on?
Yeah. Like Matt's was on.
So, first of all, the Canadians hate us. They're taking away our alcohol and they're sending us bears.
Say what?
Exactly. They've turned on us. So, the scientists in Canada say they found a new way to treat potentially life-threatening alcohol intoxication. How dare you? By helping people literally breathe out the alcohol in their system. The device is designed to allow people to hyperventilate safely, which was found to speed up the clearance of alcohol from healthy volunteers.
It doesn't speed it up that well, because I've woken up in the morning and smelled the beer that I had last night emanating from my body, and I still feel like shit.
I don't think that's technically hyperventilation. That's just when you've been drinking so long, it starts oozing out of your pores.
Right.
You're not breathing through your skin like that.
A little bit.
A little bit. It's mostly sweat, though.
I sweat beer.
Yes, we know. It was found to speed up the clearance of alcohol from healthy volunteers 3 times faster in a small pilot study. Now, why they're getting pilots drunk, I don't understand. That's not okay. That's not okay, Canada. Usually, toxins like alcohol are largely broken down by the liver. The liver can take a lot of punishment, but the rate that it metabolizes alcohol is constant.
I don't believe that whatsoever, because I believe that rate has slowed down since 40.
Since you turned 40,
yes.
Your liver is going slower.
Yes.
That makes sense. You've been abusing it for a very long time.
It's been working overtime.
If you don't stop, you're going to go blind.
I do need to get my glasses checked.
There you go. Meaning you can't speed up the process in times when the amount of alcohol in your body is enough to be fatal or seriously harmful. So most times all doctors can do when someone is passed out is just make sure their breathing and bodily functions are stable until the liver can finish its job. But since the lungs also help eliminate alcohol from your body, something you've probably noticed is that if you've ever smelled booze on someone's breath, that's part of the process. It's not just because it's in their mouth. It's coming out of their lungs. Yithy, yithy.
What about when you go through and you got like firemen and EMTs that would get hammered drunk and then they just go in their truck and give themselves an IV and then they were good? What is that doing for them? Because they could be blasted drunk and all of a sudden give themselves an IV for like an hour and a half and then they're clear as a bell and ready to start their day.
Well, they're lowering the percentage of alcohol in their bloodstream. They're basically drinking a lot of fluids. But they're skipping their stomach, and it's going right into their, into their bloodstream.
I was going to say, I think that's just rehydrating, but
yes, it'll also prevent a hangover later.
Right,
it can't be perfect because otherwise they would just do that all the time.
Yeah, they do. they do.
I meant for, you know, the winos passed out on the sidewalk.
Oh, I gotcha.
That are blackout drunk. You just pump them full of IV fluid, and they wouldn't have to take them to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're basically pre-gaming. Now, before you guys try this,
know that this device is not the same as like just breathing into a paper bag, because you will hyperventilate and you'll wind up passing out unconscious from the lack of oxygen, which when you fall down and pass out, you drop the bag, then you start breathing normally, you're back where you started. This machine prevents that from happening. You get a supply of fresh, straight oxygen, not regular just air in the room, and it monitors the levels of carbon dioxide, dioxide and oxygen being exchanged. So you have a, you can be on this indefinitely, whereas if you just try and breathe into a paper bag over and over, it's going to eventually knock your ass out.
It'd be a lot easier if you could just do it with a paper bag, because you could pull your bottle of booze out.
Yeah.
Just put the paper bag to your mouth.
Where do you get this thing? Is this covered by insurance?
The paper bag?
That's what my insurance covers.
You get it from the liquor store.
I mean, people with good insurance. Where do they get this machine?
You're asking us?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not yet available. It's a prototype.
Bastards.
But they said it will clear in a half an hour. Their level of alcohol measured via breathalyzer and through blood samples taken through the experiment compared to the natural method was 3 times faster. So maybe there's something to it. But I just resent, you know, I paid for that buzz. And
right.
It's mine.
You're killing it. Total fucking buzzkill. I know that there's the places in like Vegas and stuff that you can go to for hangovers.
Like oxygen bar type of thing?
Yeah, it's like an oxygen. They put IVs in you and put oxygen masks. And
I thought you were going to talk about the Heart Attack Cafe with the big burger.
They flipped that burger with a pizza paddle, I think. I've seen that.
Isn't it the garbage plate in Rochester?
Wow.
We were talking about garbage plates earlier.
Oh.
While you were sleeping.
It's like watching an episode of Scrooge when all of a sudden the brothers were watching him on TV talk about his little brother. Do you remember that with Bill Murray?
Yes, that was touching and charming.
It really was.
This is my brother.
I know. It's amazing. You see him with his big ears.
We don't talk like that about each other.
Looking like a taxi cab driving down the street with his doors open.
Oh, the other thing that happened in Canada this week, which actually wasn't this week. It was last week, but it's still a danger we need to keep an eye out for. Apparently, a bear cub was apprehended at the Canada-U.S. border trying to cross with no travel documents. The female bear approached the border crossing in northern British Columbia and, quote, sought entry for essential reasons, according to the Canadian Border Services Agency. After a forceful attempt on its part to cross the border, our officers quickly moved to apprehend and transfer it to Smithers Northern Lights Wildlife Society.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Wasn't it the basketball team of the Vancouver Grizzlies?
Yes.
Where'd they move to?
They moved to... They're in New Orleans now, I believe.
The Pelicans?
Pelicans, yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's where the bear was going.
Wait.
Or is it the Oklahoma Thunder? No, that was...
Charlotte might be.
I don't remember.
I don't pay attention.
I didn't know you were serious. I was going to say Regina.
Oh, that's the Rough Riders.
The Regina Rough Riders.
Dude, that's your CFL team.
I need that fucking jersey. That's awesome. That might be my second favorite team ever.
Oh, they got a picture of the cute little bear.
The Canadian Border Services Agency had been tracking this bear for about a month in hopes of helping her to survive the winter.
They're feeding her through the window. You can see it in one of the pictures down there.
Well, the wandering cub had lost her mother, which inspired volunteers to name the bear Annie after little orphan Annie.
No. No, you put a little rain suit on it and you call it Paddington.
On the bright side, the cub's hungry state made trapping her at the border an easy job. They were baiting her. Within minutes of...
I'd stick around too.
Yeah.
That's different, though.
Oh, sorry.
Where the fuck was I?
Doesn't matter.
They started dating her. I mean, baiting.
They were quoted as saying, within minutes of putting the trap with food down, Annie said, I've had enough of this life, and she came home to us.
the Northern Lights Wildlife Society, which is currently caring for 33 black bears and 3 grizzly cubs, plans to keep Annie over the winter and then release her in the early summer, which is when sows usually kick their cubs out to start fending for themselves. They urge anyone who sees a small cub that appears to have been orphaned to report sightings to the British Columbia Conservation Office.
And always assume if you see a baby bear that there's a mama bear nearby.
And you're between it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Run for your life until you see the bear.
Zigzag, because they can't turn on a dime.
No, that's when people are shooting at you. It's a zigzag.
I'm dead either way. I can't outrun a bullet. I can't outrun a bear.
Show them your honeypot.
Oh, Bava.
We might have a second here.
Anyway, that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Got a website for us?
Are you in a hurry?
Yes.
You getting late when you get home or something?
Maybe. I mean, I'll be the only one there, but maybe.
I didn't ask if you're having sex when you get home.
I'm laying down.
I know the answer to that. What did we do last time? That song thing?
Yes.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing. Let's do one I know you guys want to like because I know I like it. This one's really cool. If you guys are computer nerds, I know you're not.
No need for me to look at this.
Oh, no. You might actually appreciate it a little bit. It's a little fun.
Okay.
So the website of the week is...
richeshoneypot.net.
Great. Who's going to buy that domain name first? One of those 99-cent domain names for the first year.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's website is windows93.net. Windows93.net. So, for those of you who are not old enough to remember the way computing has progressed over my lifetime.
Stupid fucking flag.
In the beginning, there was DOS.
Right.
And DOS was a black screen with white text, and that was about it. You got the C prompt, and you had to type in your commands, and there was no... graphical user interface.
We would get Boys Life magazine from the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, and they used to have DOS commands in there where you could type in these lines, and at the end you get a bouncing ball and shit.
No one tried to touch you or anything?
No.
Okay.
They did with the bouncing ball.
That's where I thought he was going with it first.
You just got to follow it for a minute.
And then Windows 95 came out. Windows 95 was a graphical user interface and an operating system.
Virtual Girl? What is Virtual Girl?
Well, now, don't ruin the surprise for everybody.
Okay.
But it turns out Virtual Girl is a virtual girl.
What is Puke Data, then?
Dude! People need to come to the website and investigate for themselves. So, anyway, historically, Windows 95 came out, and it was a huge success, and then Windows 98 came out in 1998, coincidentally. Who'd have thought? It was amazing in contrast to having no interface whatsoever. We didn't even have a mouse at first. So you just typey, typey, typey. Now you could click on stuff. And now you could see pictures and movies and
tits.
They were, and yes. Actually, you could see tits and DOS as well. It just took a long time to load.
And Regina.
And you printed on your dot matrix printer.
Yeah, MapQuest wasn't for another 10 or 15 years. So you had trouble seeing Regina.
We're not doing Canada Watch, hey, Mark.
Okay, sorry.
There's no Minesweeper on here.
Well, there's a lot of things in here, though. So anyway, okay. This website is kind of a dedicated throwback to the type of Windows environment that we used to use all the time. So now, if I'm not mistaken, you can find online serious Windows emulators, but this one's a lot more fun.
I'm not clicking on the one down on the bottom left corner.
You want Hamster.
Hamster?
You want
Where's Hamster?
The Hamster Dance was quite the phenomenon.
Baby shark of its day?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great description for it. And we would load that up on our work computers, crank the speakers, lock the computer, and then go to lunch.
just to annoy our coworkers. Shit like that there.
So it's Windows 93.net.
Correct.
Safari is 10 new Internet Explorer.
Is that on there?
Yes. This has all kinds of fun little emulator games, and you can actually reproduce relatively well the crappy computers that we used to have back before, you know, the great and wonderful Windows 10.
Wow. So check it out, Windows93.net. And that's going to do it for us tonight. For late coming Rich, on time Walden, and on time Alan, I am Craig, who is also on time.
You know, as long as you're coming, you're never late.
Yeah.
It's always right on time.
I'm usually early.
We heard that.
Yeah. About you. What are you going to do?
Thank you for listening to Shenanigans. Join us again next week.